Hi there, my name is Jacob Mullins, and we're here in New York City at the BizSpark Camp on Azure, talking with a large number of entrepreneurs and developers who are building technology products on Azure as we speak. So currently we have Diane Parker, who is the lead CEO, I guess, person with UMD. And so Diane, just have a little conversation now. So tell me just a little bit about what UMD is. What's the idea for the product and what you're doing?
UMD is both a site and a group of products that help people save their own lives, fight for their lives, and win, as I did, which is why I'm passionate about this program and about the ability to help people move forward who are walking around for the most part and stumbling in the dark, because when you're first diagnosed with a major illness, you're not quite sure what your next move is going to be, and you so desperately need guidance, and you so desperately need somebody to take you by the hand and say, I've been there. I can tell you how to do this. And that's what they will get, both on the site and with the products being built around the site.
Nice. Okay, so it's kind of a knowledge platform, or kind of almost a resource information community, where people can get information about saving their lives. How do you mean? Because you said, you know, it's a place where people can really understand how to save their lives. What does that mean?
It means that, let's assume that a new member meets this platform from the moment of diagnosis. Their doctor tells them about it.
Okay. And with cancer, or what's
it, it's predominantly built for people that have cancer, but it will really help with any illness.
Okay.
And so they'll have help making medical decisions. Sometimes they're told, you need to make a medical decision immediately. You don't.
Yep.
For the most part, you don't, unless it's a heart condition.
Yep.
And so you take time to do the research. You take time to figure out what's out there, what feels right. Because if you really integrate whatever the treatment is that you choose with your own inner knowing, then it has a far better chance of it working.
And
maybe there's not only one approach. Maybe there's a multiple approach that you want to try at the same time. Or maybe you want to be try a serial approach.
Sure. So it's kind of giving you all those options.
And with decisions that are made, and with decisions that are made in advance.
Okay.
And then, in addition, the site will also prompt you. So if you've decided that you want to try treatment A for 30 days, on day 31, you'll receive a reminder saying,
It's now
time to do something. It's now time to take your first step. But it's not only that. In addition, you need to be inspired. You need to feel loved. You need to feel supported. You need to have the energy. You need to be able to fight depression. You need to be able to do all of the things that probably the lack of doing made you ill to begin with.
Interesting. Very nice. And so I'm sure there's a big market need for this, right? Or have you kind of validated the market? Or tell us a little bit about that.
Huge market. On cancer alone, 25% of the population has cancer, just on that one disease. So there's an absolutely huge market. And in terms of whether I've validated the market, if only a small fraction, I mean, not even 1% of the market, were to sign on to this, this would have annual revenue in the millions.
Yeah, I can see that. Very nice. And so tell us, we're here at BizSpark Camp. You know, what kind of benefits are you getting from BizSpark, or kind of the technology, or working with Microsoft, or anything like that?
Immeasurable. Absolutely immeasurable.
And you don't just have to say that. You can,
honest.
We're not doing an infomercial.
And I wouldn't, unless I really felt it. I was just talking with your colleague, Gunther. And I'm being inspired by my own platform, being helped with business ideas, being helped with technology, being helped with marketing ideas. it's really all-encompassing and makes a huge difference. And I've met the networking alone. Mm-hmm. I've met so many people that there's no doubt that I will keep in contact with
Great.
Who've already made a big difference.
Great. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, you know, you're an entrepreneur out there, written a book, kind of building out this tech platform. What advice for entrepreneurs would you have?
I think I'd give entrepreneurs exactly the same advice that I would give somebody who's ill. If you have an idea, you just don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what you felt when you developed that idea, because it's very easy to be swayed these days by the naysayers.
Yep.
You have an idea, you go for it, and every morning you remind yourself why you're doing this.
Yeah.
Just
and
keep
persistent.
Going for it.
Persistence, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, best of luck with it. We're excited to see it growing, and thanks for joining us here in New York, and all the best.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.